The director general of the World Health Organization suffered a sudden illness over the weekend and died this morning in Geneva. Dr. Lee Jong-wook took over in 2003 and was the first Korean to lead the organization. With the world facing major disease threats, the international health community now faces a period of uncertainty. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Dr. Lee Jong-wook spent nearly half his life working for WHO. He was 61 years old. He rose through the ranks. He'd worked in the field, at regional headquarters, and as director general in Geneva for 23 years. Dr. Niels Dallaire, the head of the Global Health Council, has known him for 15 years.
He was humorous, self-deprecating. He had a terrific grasp of issues, but was never high on himself. He took his work very seriously, but himself not at all.
And because he had spent so much time with the WHO, Dallaire says he was well positioned to lead it.
He was very dedicated to making it work in a realistic context, understanding the very mixed bag of people who have come to WHO from all over the world with a very different set of backgrounds.
He was very ambitious for the organization, setting a goal in his first year of getting anti-AIDS drugs to 3 million people in developing countries in 2 years. It didn't quite work. Only 1.3 million have been treated so far, but Dr. Kevin DeCock, who recently took over WHO's AIDS department, says Lee's initiative bolstered the idea of healthcare as a human right.
It's had an impact beyond HIV/AIDS in terms of, you know, making the aspiration to healthcare in developing countries a legitimate one, so that people shouldn't go without treatment just because they live in poor parts of the world.
Lee faced other major public health threats as well, polio outbreaks across Western Africa and Asia that undermined the eradication campaign, and the threat of a major flu pandemic. Dr. Jim Kim, a professor of medicine at Harvard, who worked closely with Lee at WHO, says he took a concrete and practical approach to problems, building on past experiences.
Because of Dr. Lee's knowledge of Asia and his very up-close reading of what was going on around the SARS epidemic, he understood the importance of being able to respond to pandemic flu. So he put a lot of resources and built what we're calling the Situation Room, which is far and away the most technologically sophisticated system that WHO or the UN system has ever seen.
Lee Jong-wook's record has raised the stature of the director general position. Elections in the past have been models of decorum, but are now likely to become more competitive. For now, Kevin DeCock says, the thoughts at the World Health Assembly as it convenes are of Lee and his family.
You know, the mood here is somber. It's somewhat shocked and saddened.
Anders Nordström of Sweden, WHO's assistant managing director, has been appointed as the acting director general. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.